As always, the picture isn't all gloomy. There are independent labels who do support new talent. Labels like Food Records, currently developing Diesel Park West, Crazy Head, and most successfully to date, Jesus Jones. In charge at Food Records is Dave Balfe, who believes that before indie labels like his, much talent was probably lost.
A lot of bands, I'm sure, formed in Liverpool or in Newcastle or in Middlesbrough, more likely in a place like Middlesbrough, were really good, played around a circle of 10 pubs and 2 youth clubs for 2 years, and then split up because Gary went and got a job as a milkman or whatever. And never got seen. Now they put out an indie single, and that single has more chance of being picked up by the music papers. I do think in a way, so therefore it makes it easier. If you're fairly good, you're more likely to get an indie single out, and that indie single is more likely to be found.
Indeed, Bill Drummond goes as far as to attribute much of the rise of small independent labels to the very reluctance of the majors to invest in new talent.
Maybe the real reason was that with the major companies, it became a bigger and bigger investment a company had to make into trying to break an act. Whereas now, a company has to be willing to sort of risk £500,000. Not only the advance in the band, but the recording of their LP, and then you've got to do at least 3 videos. Like, I have been involved in the past 3 years with Zodiac Mind Warp, which has cost an absolute fortune. The 3 videos, or 4 videos were made, that each one costing £50,000. Whereas 15 years ago, even taking into account inflation, the money spent on one video would have been enough to record a first album and put a band out and get them on the road and put them on wages and do the whole thing. So it's gone the same way as I understand the movie business has gone, where you're only allowed to have a few acts coming out and a lot of money is put behind them. And what happens is that all the effort is put into that first album. And if it doesn't happen, they're in the bunker. And that group are given no room to develop themselves over a period of time. And also the group are given a false sense of their own worth. You know, suddenly you've been flown all over the place to do your video shoots and been given large advances. You actually begin to believe you have achieved something and that you are of some worth. And that's the quickest way for any group to become dull.
When the business community saw that there was actually enormous amounts of money to be made out of the rock and roll business, and they started to get involved, buying up record companies, buying up music catalogues, that's where it all went wrong. And now, the record business is no longer under the control of people who are overgrown schoolboys and schoolgirls and love their pop music and live the lifestyle. It's now under the control of accountants and lawyers, most of which don't understand the rock and roll business at all, can't even speak the same language. And all they are interested in, there's nothing wrong with having a healthy interest in money. Nothing wrong at all. We all have to eat and we all have to have a roof over our head. But when it becomes the only factor that counts, then in my view, in a creative business, you're really in trouble. And that's where we are now.